This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and welcome inshallah to the second episode of the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We left you last time talking about the talbiyah, the difference between Amr ibn Lu'ay and those who stray on the straight path, and the danger of the bid'ah. According to the scholars, again we mentioned, it is the second most important things that to learn about the act of disobedience, to stay away from any innovation, because it's the second on the list after shirk, wal'iyadu billahi rabbil alameen. Imagine yourself being there, akhi and ukhti, taking you back in time to that history and learning from it. Even there are two stories between Na'ila wa Usaf, at the time where people actually worshipped the idols. Among those two idols, believe it or not, there was an interesting story. Na'ila wa Usaf, they were two among the statues. Believe it or not, they were actually real people. Na'ila wa Usaf, a man and a woman loved each other very much. They wanted to marry each other, and the parents did not agree to that marriage. So they met, they had a rendezvous. They actually said that we will meet at the Kaaba, and they did whatever, subhanallah, akhi, I can't believe it, but they did what they did in front of the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them into stone. Imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them into stone to be a lesson learned for anyone that would dare and have the audacity to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that manner, in front of the Kaaba. So my dear brothers and sisters, how are you doing, akhi and ukhti, when it comes to fornication, when it comes to lowering your gaze, when it comes to protecting your chastity? Are we preserving ourselves for the righteous husband? Are we preserving ourselves for the righteous wife, akhi and ukhti? Because if you protect yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect one for you, akhi and ukhti. So don't start your life in an improper way. Don't start your foundation with a shaky foundation. Obey Allah, follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in dealing with each other, in choosing the righteous spouse. Go back to the Quran and sunnah, so you'll have a happy life inshaAllah, with a happy wife inshaAllah. طيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned Na'il wa Usaf into stones. Even then, Amr ibn Lu'ay placed one on the Safa and one on the Marwa. That's why when we read the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَى مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ وَاعْتَمَرْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ. We know that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, when they wanted to perform Hajj and Umrah, they knew that Isaf and Na'ila were on the Safa and Marwa. They were afraid because they knew what happened. And you knew who they were. What they were. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said it is not sha'air. This among the acts of worship. And to start to perform the Hajj and Umrah properly, it is not. There's been lifted. It is not. It is expiated. It is not that the reason for it, inshaAllah. So we know the reason behind it and how much the idol worship became before Islam. And how they started. He said that these people were righteous. So the people after us will remember them. We don't want them to forget them. So they started to have a statue so people will remember them. A generation passed by. And now they come in and they say that these people, or that, bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Another generation comes in, they say, now why don't we ask them for food and water? And that's how things start, akhi and ukhti. So we talked about that as the last. When we continue, inshaAllah, look at even Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda'ah. When he used to be seen laughing with no one else around him, and crying also where no one else allowed around him. But nobody dared to ask him. Because Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda'ah, as you will see inshaAllah in the next episodes, how strong he was, and how men feared Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Strength in everything, as you will see. But no one dared to ask him. But one man took the carriage and asked him one day. He says, sometimes, O Amir al-Mu'mineen at the time, he says, sometimes we see you laughing, and sometimes we see you crying, but nobody is around you. Nobody made you laugh, or nobody made you cry. He says, could you please explain, why is that? So he says, sometimes I laugh because I remember that I forgot to bring my God. with me. So I made one out of dates. And on the way, I worshipped my ilah, my God, out of dates, but I got hungry. So I looked around, there was nothing to eat. So I looked at my ilah. He started to look very good to me. And he started eating his ilah. أَهَذَا رَبُّ يُعْبَدْ. Is this an ilah that be worshipped, أخي? And that's why he used to laugh at this time. Could you imagine eating your God, Allahu Akbar, يا أخي? So actually they asked him, where did you not have minds? أَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ عُقُولٍ. Did you not have any minds? How could you not have an intellect and think about what you just did? It says the عقول was there. The minds were there. But the hidayah was not there. So the guidance was not there. So al-hidayah from Allah. May Allah guide us all to the straight path. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, as you will see this, the story in the seerah later on, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. Indeed, you will not guide those whom you love. InshaAllah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. We're taking you now to Rabi'a ibn al-Nadr. He knew that the Ahbash, the Abyssinian, will come and they will actually conquer. And they started going to al-Iraq, al-Hira. And you will see the history of the Sulala now, coming back to the Tubba. And it comes from, the Tubba is the king of Yemen. The kings of Yemen, they were called Tubba. And the king of Persia were called Kisra, the Romans. And then the Persians were called Qaisar, and so on. And the pharaohs of the Egypt. However, there are different opinions among the scholars. Was it Pharaoh at a specific time for that ruler of Egypt, at time of Musa alayhi salam, or was it an open claim or dubbed name for the king and rulers of Egypt? Wallahu a'lam. And of course, Najashi for the Ahbash. So this Tubba came into Yathrib, Medina. It was called Yathrib. And he started to fight. But he couldn't beat them. So people of Yathrib al-Medina, look at the, who is Yathrib al-Medina, akhi? These were the Ansar, al-Aws wal-Khazraj. Look at the long time ago, before they even accepted Islam, how generous they were. When Tubba came to fight them, they used to fight them during the day. The people of Medina used to fight Tubba, that king of Yemen, during the day. But they used to host on them during the night. Allahu Akbar. We'll go back and find out. How are you hospitable to your guest, akhi and ukhti? Do you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you believe in the Sunnah Prophet ﷺ? Because he said that. He said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهِ. Those who believe in Allah and the hereafter, be generous to your guest. Or when your guests come, you say to your wife, honey, take out the lobster and shrimp and put them in the fridge till the guest comes and we give them crackers and cheese and after they leave we can take back out the... La ya akhi, wallahi. They come with its own sustenance. Those who believe in Allah in the last day. فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَ. Look at, they actually had that generation prior to that, the Ansar. The people of Yathrib of Medina, they were that generous. They fought Tubba, the king of Yemen, during the day and they still hosted on him during the night. And he shook his head, he couldn't believe it. But the Ahbar, the rabbis of the Jews, came to him and he says, this Yathrib right here is Mahjar Nabi. You will not be able to conquer it. They knew the signs, as you will see it over and over again. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him clear signs. Clear signs. But it was the arrogance and the stubbornness, وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ, that did not take him there. So the Ahbar, the rabbis came up to him and says, this is Mahjar Nabi. A prophet will migrate here to Medina, to Yathrib. You will not be able to conquer it. So he heeded to the message. And that night he saw a beautiful vision, a dream. What happened? He saw him doing what? He's covering the Kaaba. Subhanallah. A man that came in to take over. To do what? To conquer. Because they thought that Kaaba and Mecca had all these beautiful treasures from long time ago. Subhanallah. Now, he is the one to cover the Kaaba. And it was the first one to be covered by that man. After that Ru'ya. That Ru'ya, the Tubba, that is the one that he covered the Kaaba with the Kuswa. And after this, he gave it the best of thobe, the best of garments, the best of material to cover the Kaaba. Because he started to, this is As'ad ibn Tubba. That's his name. Tubban ibn As'ad at the time. At the time of Asr ذو نواس, another one, he says that a man, a rahib, a devoted servant, that he is called Thimyun. He had karamat, that he was able by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do certain things to help people with. And he was ala deen al-Nasraniyya. He was among the Christians. This is fi Najran. And he used to worship a tree. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Nari dhatil waqood. Even though they were Christians, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that in the Quran, what happened to them, because they still at least believed in one of the divine scriptures and God Almighty in their own ways at the time. After this, what happened to them when that tyrant ruler killed everyone that believed in God, and it's a beautiful story, we're not going to go into it inshallah, if time gives us a chance, we will get to it. Now, this time ruler, when that heard that the people started to worship God Almighty, they start killing them, what happened? Al-Jaysh. People went to Daws ذو ثعلبان. He went to Qaisar. This Qaisar, of course, was the king. He was also Christian. He sent a message to Najashi. And that's when Najashi comes into the picture, inshallah. He said that these people are being killed, those Christians being killed by that person, that the tyrant ruler, we need to help them. So, and Najashi sent 70,000 of an army, and he went over to Al-Qaid was Aryat, the ruler and the of the army, or the leader of the army was Aryat. And among the Jaysh, among the army of the Najashi, was a man called Abraha. Remember this name well, it's coming up. Abraha was among the soldiers of Aryat. But when Aryat took over and conquered, what happened? He was himself an oppressor. He did not establish justice and being was not being fair among everyone. So now Tajabbar, Aryat was a tyrant. And now Abraha wanted to make a coup. And as a matter of fact, they started. And they fought among one another. And of course, Abraha beat him. And they said that there was a story behind it that they, everybody belonged to the team of Abraha and some other people belonged to the team of Aryat, and they started to fight. They said, what are we doing? If we are going to fight ourselves, our own army, it says, let us fight our own. Abraha and Aryat. Whoever wins, wins. So Abraha beat Aryat. But who was not very pleased on this was An-Najashi. And Najashi was not very pleased because he put Aryat in charge. And Abraha, how dare he take the one he put in charge out? So Najashi took an oath that he will come down and place his feet down in Mecca. And he will cut the hair of Abraha. And what happened? Abraha heard what Najashi took an oath by. And what he said? He says, here is a sand. And by the way, he took the sand and he gave it to Ina to send it to Najashi. And he shaved his own head. He says, listen, if you want to put your feet in the sand, here you go. Sand, place your feet so you can honor your oath and you don't have to come here. And if you want to shave my head, I already shaved your head. Here it is. I'm still loyal to you. But Aryat was a tyrant. And I had to do this to establish justice. And in order for me to honor you, I will build a church for you, قُلْ لِلْقُلَيْسِ. Why? So Al-Arab, the Arabs will come and do what? Perform Hajj. So they started to do what? They started to divert the Hajj. Instead of being in Mecca for the Kaaba, they wanted to do it in the Qulais. This new church in Yemen. In Yemen, not Mecca, forgive me. So now, the people, Ahl al-Nasi', the people in Nasi', the Nasi', they used to actually say the Ashhur al-Hurum is now, the sacred month is this month, this not month. They changed for it. Why? Because it was more of a business. Because they knew that they could not fight at the time if it was a sacred month. So they changed the month as long as they. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. They get those changing the time of the month is increase of the act of disbelief. So my dear brothers and sisters, when it comes time to Ramadan, when it comes time to Eid, ya akhi, I know that we get this every year. Allah help us inshallah. We start looking for, is it moon sighting or moon fighting? Allahumma musta'an. I'm not going to go there. We don't talk politics. So let's move on and learn, inshallah. So now he said that he comes in and they heard about this man that is building a church for the Arabs to go and migrate and perform Hajj to it. In pilgrimage, in Yemen, not in Mecca. So that's a lot of business lost. So what happened? One among Ahl al-Nasi went to it, and what did he do? He went, and he did what he did, as usually what you normally do, as you go to the bathroom. Azzakumullah. May Allah give you dignity, inshaAllah. And what happened? Abraha heard what happened. He got very angry. And he says, they come to defame our church, we will go back and destroy their Kaaba. But he didn't know where the Kaaba was. So he started looking, and the people of the Arab tribes, every time that they tried to stop Abraha, but the Abraha was very strong, 70,000 of an army, no Arab tribe could actually stand in front of them. And he rode an elephant, not a camel or a horse, and that elephant whose name is Mahmud. Okay, so no one would be able to stand in front of them. They would bulldoze anybody in front of them. And Khuruj Dhunafar, there's another actually tribe called Dhunafar, and they did their best, but they couldn't stop them. However, Ahl al-Ta'if, among the Ta'if, saying, one of them, his name is Abu Rughal. Remember this name well, because it was an example set by the Arabs. Abu Rughal said, you know, why go through this fight? What he was a traitor. He actually went to Abraha and says, listen, I'll take you there. I'll guide you there. So he was a traitor. You're supposed to stand and fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, not to give him the way there. No, akhi. We know that. So what happened? He actually died on the way over. And his grave was actually a cursing. The people used to go stone his grave. We're not saying it's Zunnah, but he was known to be a traitor. So that's Abu Rughal, was named actually as an example for people not to be like in the Arab Peninsula. On the way over, the people, the Jaysh, the army of Abraha, took 200 camels of Abdul Muttalib. Excuse me. Abdul Muttalib was the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now he came to do what? To claim his rights back. So he goes to meet Abraha. Abraha was at the time of the leader of the army, strong, very strong army. And he is now thinking that Abdul Muttalib will come to do what? To plea, to intercede for Abraha, not to destroy their sacred mosque and not to destroy their Kaaba. But on the contrary, Abraha was met by Abdul Muttalib to do what? To ask for the 200 camels back. So he says, Wallahi, I had respect for you. I thought you will come here and ask me not to destroy the Kaaba. And. So Abdul Muttalib said, no. I came here to ask for my right. Ana Rabbul Ibil. I am the Lord of this Ibil, these camels. I want my 200 camels back. But this house has Rabb Yahmi, has a Lord that will protect it. Subhanallah, even though that they had a little bit of a shirk, but they still had that belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected. Subhanallah. So now what happened? A man called Nufail al-Khuthani, among the one that were taken as hostages, aflit. He got away. And he ran after the elephant, Mahmud. So he ran and he climbed. And he hung onto him. And he started talking in his ear. He says, Ubruk Mahmud, Ubruk Mahmud, Hada Baytullah al-Atiq. He says, Buckle Mahmud, buckle, stop here. This is the house of Allah, stop here. And you won't believe it, but Mahmud actually buckled. There's a story behind it, of course, not because Mahmud was listened to Khutayl Barakallah of Mashi'atullah, but we understand that actually in narration later on, when Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to go to perform the Umrah, when the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah at the time, the covenant of Hudaybiyah, after or before the conquest of Mecca, that the camel actually stopped before they entered the boundaries of Mecca. And when Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried to move the camel to the right, to the left, it moved, but move it forward, it couldn't move. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how come the camel could not move forward? He says, أَوْقَفَهَا, the one that stopped it is the one that stopped the elephant of Abraha. Who's the one that stopped the elephant of Abraha? Was Jibreel alayhi salam. Now we know that the narration says the people of Mecca couldn't fathom, could not even bear the fact that the Kaaba will be demolished by this tyrant person. And now they wanted to go up. They leave Mecca. They didn't want to see it. And all of a sudden, they see Ghamam. They see a dark cloud on the horizon. And it was Tayr al-Ababil. These, the birds that came with the Hajar. They had two stones in their claws. Al-Musawwama had the name of those who will be killed. Subhanallah, ya akhi. This is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah. In that essence, we know that the most beloved, or the least beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the abhorred or disliked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah uses what? Hijara. He uses stone to destroy them. So in that essence, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has junood, has soldiers. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And no one knows a soldier of Allah except Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. In that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used birds. Two stones, one in each claw and one in that peak. Subhanallah. And as they came, they destroyed the jaysh, the whole army of Abraha. Amantu billahi wa rusulih. If we have that belief in akhi and ukhti, nothing will harm us inshaAllah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that this deen will prevail, will protect inshaAllah this Qur'an. And all we have to do is believe and have yaqeen, akhi and ukhti. Now we know that the Arabs before that year used to call themselves the tarikh. They used to make the history or the year Harb al-Fujar. They used to use what? Harb al-Fujar. And the meaning of that really is the war of transgressions. Because they're not supposed to do it. And of course it was fought at that sacred mosque. Rajab al-Qa'da al-Hijjah and Muharram, as we know it, inshaAllah. And now, the day that happened, they started using Amil Fil. They used to use the tariq, the history, in order for them to know what year it is. This is Amil Fil, the year of the elephant. What the most important part about Amil Fil pertains to us is the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a beautiful, a new dawn that people will be taken out of darkness to light, taken out of slavery to freedom, taken out of ignorance to knowledge, taken out of the hellfire to heaven, inshaAllah. Hayyata hayyat. The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen to be, rahmah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you except to be a mercy upon man, and the alameen, the worlds, not just mankind. That is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the best gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Different if narration, whether 12 or 9 of Rabi' Allahu A'lam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us to follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we say accordingly, akhi and ukhti. We know that the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a difference of opinions among the scholars. But we know the best way to celebrate the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to follow his sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow me. Who is me? It's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. So if you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, أخي and أختي, follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that would be the best way to show your love to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that essence, we submit again our will to Allah and His Messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen speech and follow the best of it. Wa akhir da'wahum alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallamu ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullah khayran wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.